Hare Krishna. On the sacred occasion associated with Madhu Pandit Goswami, let us contemplate on his glories based on what little we know about him. For great Vaishnavas, often their lives are centered on just one particular service. Actually, this is not just, because any form of service to Krishna is glorious. It not only liberates a person from the miserable material existence, but it also serves as an inspiration and a pathway for many others to also similarly become liberated. And because of this, the lives of Vaishnavas are inspiring, even if we know only little vignettes about them. So Madhu Pandit Goswami is a central defining life that we know about him is that he was the pujari of the Gopinath deity. He was initiated by Gadadhar Pandit. So he was from Bengal, and Gadadhar Pandit actually lived in Bengal and subsequently in Puri, and he was among the group of Vaishnavas who would go from Bengal to Puri, and he got initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. And after getting initiation, he came back and recognizing the need for fortifying the mission that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given to the Goswamis, he felt inspired under the divine guidance of the Lord, coming through his associates, to move to Vrindavan. And there in Vrindavan, he assisted the Goswamis in fulfilling Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So one of the missions was that to establish beautiful temples, and the Goswamis discovered the deities or built the temples, but afterwards they themselves were primarily given the responsibility of writing books, and they had to do preaching in many other ways. So the daily functioning of the temple, which is also extremely demanding, they often did not do it themselves. So Madhu Pandit Goswami took that responsibility for the Gopinath deity. So the Gopinath deity is extremely ancient. Actually, Vajrana, grandson, who was the survivor after the Kurukshetra war, and he actually established many temples. Great grandson of Krishna, he was established. So one of the deities that he established is Gopinath. The deity was lost, but eventually it was recovered. And Madhu Pandit Goswami worshipped that deity with extraordinary devotion, single-minded focus. And not only was he blessed by the devotion, but he also became a medium through which many others were blessed through him. And when eventually it was decided that because of the political instabilities in Vrindavan and because of the need to also provide a sound theological and philosophical foundation for the Vaishnavism that was widely prevalent in Gaudadesh, in Bengal as well as in Utkal, Orissa, it was decided that the Goswami Granthas, the compilations of the writings of the Goswamis, be taken back to Bengal. Srinivas Acharya, Narottamdas Thakur and Shyamanand Pandit were entrusted with that responsibility. So when they were going, it was Madhu Pandit who offered the Maha Garlands of the Gopinath deity to them and blessed them. Especially Srinivas Acharya, who actually took up the responsibility when they were lost, the books, he brought them back. So the blessings of the Goswamis went through the Granthas and through those who were carrying the Granthas. And the blessings of the Lord in the form of the deity went through, they went with them in the garland, as a garland given by Madhu Pandit Acharya. And he is actually in Krishna's Leela, he is the Mandali Sakhi in the Vyuha, in the circle of Champaklata Sakhi. And the exalted Vaishnava, among the Gaudiya Vaishnavas who helped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in founding and pioneering the bhakti resurgence in that has blessed us to this day, and it will bless us, bless the world for many, many more generations to come. So we can pray to Madhu Pandit Goswami for his mercy, by which we can also develop a drop of devotion and share that devotion according to our capacity. Shri Madhu Pandit Goswami ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group, and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.